Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I've been busy digitising and cleaning up LP tracks from my to-do shelf, that never seems to get any less, plus my assistant Jack Ryan continues to supply material that he sourced in the USA. Today's show features some of these new additions to my library. One of the three recently added Tony Fenelon albums supplies today's opener. From Lerner & Lowe's Paint Your Wagon, here's I'm On My Way. Tony Fenelon and the Wurlitzer in the Dendy Theatre, New Brighton, Melbourne, formerly in the Capitol Theatre in that city. Dean Herrick was a theatre organist in Johannesburg, South Africa, and he purchased the Wurlitzer in its Metro Theatre for installation in his home. He made a number of LP records for EMI, which were released on the Music for Pleasure label. From the not-so-originally titled At the Mighty Wurlitzer Volume 2, this is the theme from the 1954 film The High and the Mighty.
Thank you.
the Dmitri Tiomkin theme from the High and the Mighty disaster film. The Compton from the Odeon Cinema in Kingston upon Thames for some years resided in a studio in Malvern owned by Arthur Russell. The pipework was enhanced with some by Nicholson, and in 1973 Basil Cuthbert, a frequent BBC broadcaster, made an LP for the Ad Rhythm label on this instrument. This is Basil's very original arrangement of Mack the Knife. Up until a month ago, I had thought that the Wurlitzer in the El Panama Hotel in Panama City had only been recorded by Leroy Lewis and John Fisher. Then a friend and fellow broadcaster, John Vanderley, in New York State, sent me recordings by one Ellie Middlecamp, who turned out to be rather good. Unfortunately, I have no details of this talented lady, and web searches draw a blank. Middlecamp, and the El Panama Wurlitzer with Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's Satin Doll. Terence Casey was considered one of Britain's top flight organists of the early cinema, and is best known for his residency and recordings on the Regent Brighton Wurlitzer. But he also cut some tracks on the Compton in the Ritz Cinema Belfast, which made their way onto a De Roy LP in the 1970s. This is a piece called Julie, and it's very typical of the kind of material broadcast on the BBC in the 40s, 50s, and into the 60s, until the corporation ceased such broadcasts. I have a longer selection coming up, a medley of music that appears to be from The Tales of Beatrix Potter, a 1971 Royal Ballet film with costumes based on her characters. Again, this is taken from a De Roy LP with its usual uninformative notes, so I can't verify that assumption, but I do know that this was taped by Noel Briggs on the Wurlitzer in the BBC Playhouse Theatre, Manchester. Thank you. Beatrix Potter Melodies, as stated on the stamper of that 1974 LP, Nobricks playing the third BBC theatre organ in the Playhouse Manchester, which originated in the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool. Frédéric Chopin's Tristesse was the inspiration for music in the 1944 Paul Mooney, Merle Oberon and Cornell Wilde film A Song to Remember, which was understandable since it was a Hollywood biopic about Chopin's life, albeit not accurate. In the film, this piece was called So Deep Is the Night. Peter Jepson and the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall of Burton-on-Trent. Budget LPs were never known for their truth in advertising, but the American Rondolette label took misrepresentation to a new level when it released a Ken Griffin album called At the Great Organ. Mr. Griffin was a very popular Hammond artist in the 1940s and 50s, and this album features theatre pipes, and the style definitely isn't Griffin's. A little research showed that the artist was actually Reginald Fort, playing the Wurlitzer in the Mosque Theatre, Richmond, Virginia. So, to close, here's Reg with Lullaby Off Broadway. Reginald Fort and Lullaby of Broadway. Whether Cook Laboratories, the copyright owner, ever knew of Rondelet's deception isn't known, but it certainly wasn't the first time it pirated material. On that crazy note, I'll end today's Hot Pipes. Until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.